Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, February 13th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, everyone. All of you guys that are getting this call out there internationally from the satellite with the SAT team using the Starlink satellite system, thank you for the let's call it tens of millions of you that are catching this call live right now in your own language all around the globe. So thank you for that. Great to have you on board. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be another stimulating teaching that we can all learn from and benefit from. Lord God, thank you so much for where we are, the positioning that we're in right now, the fact that we're looking forward to the blessing manifesting very shortly. Thank you for just edifying us, lifting us up, keeping everything moving forward one step at a time. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives to keep us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is our time to take a look at a great teaching and then comment on it with you. So tell us what you found for us tonight, please.
I would be delighted, Bruce. And tonight, we're going to open up the topic of reevaluate who you spend your time with. That's interesting. Reevaluate.
Yeah.
It's not only important how we spend our time, but with whom we spend it. To redeem the time may mean you have to prune some relationships that are not adding value to your life. Don't hang around people who are not going anywhere, who have no goals or dreams, people who are not focused and not disciplined. They compromise and take the easy way out. If you tolerate mediocrity, it'll rub off on you. If you hang out with jealous, critical, unhappy people, you'll end up jealous, critical, and unhappy. That's what it says in Proverbs. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools, and get in trouble. Take a look at your friends. That's what you're going to be like in a few years. If your friends are winners, leaders, fit, givers, and successful, if they have integrity and a spirit of excellence and are positive and motivated, those good qualities are going to rub off on you. When you're with them, you're investing your time. They're making you better. But if you hang out with people who are sloppy, undisciplined, not motivated, and not going anywhere, let me give you some great advice. Find some new friends. You cannot become who God created you to be by hanging out with them. They may be good people, and they may have good hearts, but your destiny is too great. Your assignment is too important. And your time is too valuable to let them drag you down. The only thing that's keeping some people from a new level of their destiny is wrong friendships. You cannot hang out with chickens and expect to soar like an eagle. You don't have to make some big announcement and go tell them, hey, I'm cutting you off. So-and-so said to get rid of you. No. Do me a favor and just gradually spend less and less time with them. Well, what if I hurt their feelings? Well, what if they keep you from your destiny? I heard about a lady who is reevaluating her friendships. Her voicemail recording said, I'm sorry I missed your call. I'm making some changes in my life. If I don't call you back, please know you are one of those changes.
I love that.
So good.
Oh, gosh.
I'm thinking about all the people who haven't called back. But here's the key. If you don't let go of the wrong people, you'll never meet the right people. Sometimes we can outgrow a friendship. It was good at one time. For a few years, you were fulfilled. But now you've grown more than they have. You're running at a different pace. Your gifts are coming out in a greater way. That doesn't make them a bad person. It's just a new season. Human nature likes to hold on to the old. We like to keep everything the same. But the truth is that it's healthy for seasons to change. It doesn't mean you can't still be their friend. You just know you cannot spend as much time with them and become all you were created to be. There are people who come into our lives who are like scaffolding. They're designed to be there for a period of time. And I'm not talking about a marriage situation. I'm talking about friendships. These people are for a period of time in our lives. They help us grow, inspire, and motivate us. But like that scaffolding, at some point, it's got to come off the building. If the scaffolding stayed up, the building would never be what it was meant to be. Appreciate the people who have helped you. Always honor them, but be big enough to recognize when their part in your story is over. On a regular basis, you need to reevaluate your friendships and the people with whom you choose to spend time. Are they in the right position? Has the position changed? Could it be that it's a new season? That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow. That's sort of like tough love, wouldn't it?
It brings up a lot for me. A ton.
It does. Yeah, it really does. And it should for all of us, because there's a lot of truth in that teaching. You know, the idea of shedding friends or letting people go that you may not need in your life anymore. I love that message on the phone. That was crazy cool. But realistically, we all have people that we've been friendly with that really are going to have a lesser and lesser role in our new lives as we go forward. And I think what's going to happen is there will be pruning, as the message said, Sue, of certain relationships. There will be changing status in certain relationships to move into our new destiny, our new lives. And I think what's really interesting is that we can do that gently, hopefully, and just like you said, not devote as much time to certain friendships as maybe we've had in the past. I think with this community, which we'll call Big Call Universe, that have all been part of the same thing, we have the common desire to see the RV and the GCR come to fruition, see the blessing come in, and to see us moving into a new reality. And to watch that happen, to have experienced what we've experienced together, to have listened to the Big Call for as many as 14 or in our 14th year. I mean, we really have sort of already built friendships and relationship through the Big Call. And I think it's more likely that some of us on the Big Call will be friends or become friends in the future, having had this experience in common. Then you add not only the currency and the blessing of the currency revaluation in common that we have, you add to that the MedBed redo and reset of our bodies, of our lives in that sense, and now you really have a lot more in common. So I think to have just a normal conversation with anybody after this goes and after the med beds is going to seem a little odd, I think. I think it's going to be a little difficult. Doesn't mean we don't want to have a friendly, open attitude with everyone that we meet. We're going to meet all kinds of new people. But we might not have deep relationships with people unless they share what we've had in common. I mean, I expect to be good friends with Sue. I expect to be great friends with Bob and maybe others, you know. But I think we're going to somehow find out, even though we're going to be under NDA and we're not going to talk about this blessing openly and publicly, but I think privately the word will get out and we'll be looking for people that have that in common. Doesn't mean we have to go back and relive it all. I think we can go back after this happens and look at it and go, wow, can you imagine I listened to this call for 13 plus years and blah, 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 and we just, you know, all that stuff. I mean, you know, guys, it's pretty amazing if you think about it. And you know, just to have that in common, I think, is amazing. But I did gain something from that teaching, Sue, in the sense that it lets us know, hey, guys, get ready for a change, even in your own friendships. I mean, look at how this whole thing with the currencies has put brother against sister, son against father, daughter. I mean, the whole family unit has had to either they're on board or they haven't been on board. Some are believers, some are not. I mean, it's just crazy how divisive this whole thing has become for some families. Even husband and wife. Husband does not believe, but the wife does. Wife has currency, and the husband does not because he thinks she's crazy, or vice versa. You know, can you imagine? I hope we can mend those relationships going forward without a whole lot of I told you so. There has to be a little bit of that, but not much. You know, not much. Bob, what do you think? Bail me out, brother. Tell me what you think of this teaching and how it affected you.
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. Also, it reminds my days studying bioenergetic therapy. The teacher, who was Alexander Lowen's protege, was teaching us how to say no. And it made it easier to make new friends because you can just say no to circumstances, no to invitations. Let's go and do this. We're going to have a party and drink a lot of alcohol and get crazy. And then he was saying, well, a lot of people can't say no to their friends. They don't want to disappoint people. They don't want to seem like this or that. And so he showed us how to just gently shake our head from side to side and say, no, no, that doesn't feel right for me tonight. Exactly. I don't think I'm going to do that. Oh, come on, you can do it. No, that doesn't feel right. I'm not going to do that tonight. I appreciate you guys wanting me to come along, but no thank you.
Yeah.
And he made us practice it. It was very helpful. But there's some other things, too, that can help people because a lot of times maybe we don't think enough about what we really want in a friendship. And it's hard to articulate, but it's not nearly as hard to articulate what we don't want. And so we can make a list, draw a line down the middle of the paper, on the left say don't want, and on the right say do want, and fill out the whole left side first. I don't want to be around people who are negative. I don't want to be around people that waste a lot of time, or they don't have any goals or ambitions, or they're too critical, or they gossip too much, or they're, you know, emotionally immature. And then just go back, and what's the opposite of that? Well, it's positive and focused and ambitious and uplifting and respectful and have a high level of awareness. And you can begin to become clear on what it is that you really do want, right? So clarity through contrast, right? And then another thing that these are a couple of techniques that I use. And sometimes I can get away with it a little better than other people because most people I know of me as a therapist, among other things. And so if somebody's having, you know, a day where everything is negative, I might just, you know, call it to their attention in a humorous way by saying something like, you know, I guess there's no sense in not being negative all the time today, huh? and they'll think about it. You know, it's kind of like Milton Erickson used to do when people needed a pattern interrupt. They'd come into his office and he'd say, "Can you sit down?" And their mind would go, "What does he mean? Can I sit down? Of course I can sit down. Is he asking me to sit down?" By the time they get done thinking it through, they're sitting down, and then he immediately says, "How does your seat feel?" And they start to move around their seat, and they go, "What does he mean by that? Does he mean how does the chair feel? Or how does my seat, meaning my butt, feel in the chair?"
Yeah,
and then he would say, "Yeah," and then he would say, "Can you close your eyes?" And the person would be hypnotized, right? And so there's all kinds of pleasant tricks you can use to bring things to people's attention that makes them examine what they're doing and maybe become a better friend, right? There's also things that people can share. If you have a friend who's on the borderline, you're not sure if you really want to hang around them anymore or not, maybe they need to read Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is, or Eckhart Tolle's book, you know, The Power of Now, or a book on NLP, the New Science of Achievement, or the book on havening called When the Past is Always Present. Or a book on tapping, right? And maybe that gesture of giving a gift like that. And then if it's really coming down to it and you're not sure you're going to stay around, you might even go to an extreme where you would say to someone something like, "Listen, you know, I've been listening to this podcast with this guy, Bruce, and they were talking about some things, and I got this idea to try to make improvements to my friendships, and I thought about you because I really want to be your friend, and I want to make sure that I can be the best friend possible to you. Would you agree to do a little exercise with me?" And the exercise is four magic questions. The first is, what is the most important thing for you about friendships? And you ask this question to your friend once they agree, and you take notes, and you guide them through. You take clarification, but you write everything down, and then you repeat it back exactly how you wrote it. And you say, "I want to make sure I've got it straight. What's most important to you about a friendship is respect." And they'll agree, yes, and then this and that and that. And they say, "Well, no, I want to clarify that. What I really meant was," and you clarify it and you write it down. Then you go back and you say, "Okay, so regard to respect, what exactly would have to happen in order for you to feel that I respect you?" Now we're really going to start to create some thoughts going on, and whatever it is they say, you want to write that down as well. And repeat that back to them. Okay, so what you said about respect, this is what exactly would have to happen. This is what I would have to do. And you repeat it, and they'll go, well, yeah, that's right, but also, and you write that down, and you're clarifying and clarifying and clarifying and clarifying. Okay, and then the third question is, what should a friend always do? And create some more thought, some more notes, some more reflection. And lastly, what should a friend never do? More thought, more reflection, and now the time has come where it's your turn. Now you get to ask me the same questions. The first question is, what is the most important thing for me about friendships? And guess what? Because you've already done your clarity through contrast worksheet, that means you can flip back to it and you look on the right side on the positive and you say, I really want friends that are respectful also. And I want friends that are uplifting and focused and positive and self-confident and aware and grateful. Right? And you give your version. And then coax the person into repeating back because you want to know that they know what you said and go through that whole process. You get a chance to clarify what exactly would have to happen for that friend of yours to demonstrate that they are uplifting and what should they always do and what should they never do. And this is an alternative to the phone call that says, if I don't call you back, right? You're one of them. This is for the people that you really kind of have known for a long time. You would love to be friends with them if, and the if is something that probably is never going to change unless you do something like what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. I think that's terrific information from you, and I'm hearing you say reciprocity in that.
Exactly.
Because it is a two-way street, right, Sue? It's a two-way street,
yeah.
And what you want from a relationship, you have to be able to give to a relationship, because it is a two-way street. Sue, that was, I think, excellent, Bob. One of your best ever. Sue, what do you think about this teaching, and other than what Bob said, was there anything else that you felt or that you think is meaningful that you can tell us about in your own way?
Yes. It's where to come in with this, because you had so many good points, Bruce, about the arc of development we've all been going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of the conventional, this was in my class tonight, and into the, borrowing from Bob, innovative and conscious selection of what we value. And when I was reading this, I was like really surprised at what was coming up inside of me. Like, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Takes a lot of courage, and I would say my tool is to listen inside yourself and feel what your body and your heart is telling you. And to keep hearing what's inside of you and to make sure it's a healthy message, not a, you know, sort of old message about what you value. But as we grow and as you're stepping into new things, I always listen to my body. It's like, and my spirit is saying, whoa, you're, feels like you're growing beyond this. And if you can pay attention, and I love what Bob did to develop this, Do you feel a sense of depth for me? It's reciprocity, I put right away. Mutual engagement and interest. And a willingness to step into the new. And for me, that's always, which is why stuff was coming up, and I'm saying this to be vulnerable, because I don't want to give you just, I want people to relate to my experience. I've always been a person that has been in very innovative, emergent, trying new things, discovering, curious, those kinds of things. And to be around people mm-hmm. who are open to the new and are willing to talk about and dialogue about practicing in possibility and the new things that can get created there, I think that's going to be very important in terms of our friendships. And for people that are listening to this call, it's got to be people that are open, reciprocal, like you said, conscious, like Bob said, mm-hmm. but are choosing to participate with you, or you're finding something to share that's about exploring what lights you up inside. And I'll just say this one thing. There's a thing, this is brand new for me. It's called delayed introspection. And I think we've lived in a world that has been about stuffing your real feelings. And you stuff it and you suppress it and you say, oh, I shouldn't think like that. Or why am I not engaged in this friendship? Or what's going on? Those are challenging things. That's where Bob's process is really helpful. Because there's a new part of you that's emerging. And I know a lot of people have gone through this. And what are you going to do? Are you going to stuff that part of you down and say, no, you can't do that. This has been your friend for... Or how are you going to navigate that? So that you're spending and investing your time in the things that bring you and the world your gifts and your greatest aliveness. So I would say for me, closing this out now, is looking at the friendships where they can be support and align with what brings you the greatest aliveness. And they meet, they can be there with you. They're not just watching you do it. They can actually share in that with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would look at this and who you're going to be spending your time with.
Right. Thank you, Sue. That's good. I love the way that we all had comments about that teaching. It went slightly different areas, but you brought it all together and encapsulated it with your commentary. So thank you, Sue. Thanks for finding this. I thought this was a very important teaching, especially for this time. So as we transition over to prayer and praise,
yes,
are there any prayer requests or praise reports that we might have as you go searching for those?
Just a little second here.
Mm-hmm.
Give me just, oh my gosh. Hold on a second.
Go ahead, Sue. I'll fill You know, today is the 13th, tomorrow's the 14th. Don't forget, it is Valentine's Day. And be sure that if you are in a relationship or married or whatever, that you remember your Valentine.
Good. Why am I having a hard time with this right now? Hold on a sec. It's called having a class right before, and so many emails come in. Okay, we got it.
Oh, I can imagine.
Here we go.
Okay, good. Yep.
Okay. Nope, we're not going to do that one first. We're going to do urgent prayer request. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Prayer request for two handicapped humanitarians. This is an urgent need prayer request for two senior handicapped humanitarians. Unexpected health issues and medical needs preempted paying rent for December, January, and February this year. Total due currently is $5,605. We've been served with a court date of February 19th at 1 p.m. We have had no money to look for another place to live. We are 76 and 80 years of age and are part of the Humanitarians 4B. Okay, this is long. Okay,
so
they've exhausted. Please help us. Please pray that the Lord will give us a miracle, and I think you're going to have your miracle. And let's see who these people are. J.M. Okay, so let's everybody.
J.M. and what?
J.M., that's all I have. It's
J.M.,
just
okay,
J.M.
wrote it. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm going to do something that just came through me on my class. I'm going to ask everybody to just put their hands at the sides of your heart. At the
side.
Like, Bruce, if just quiet. Just at the side of your heart. And just notice and feel that you could channel the light that is coming from your heart. Just notice what's happening to your hands. Notice what's happening to your heart. And then I want you to bring those hands up and put them right at your temples. And notice how energized and electrified and connected your heart and your mind to be able to send distant healing in Christ. Now we call on Christ to be with us, to surround us, and to work in amplifying these healing prayers for JM and for everyone else. And we see JM and his beautiful, we don't know if it's a man or a woman, but the two of these people, we see you surrounded in an avalanche of miracles. Everything that you could need. Everything that you've dreamed of, and realizing and remembering that at the last hour, which is often the way God works, a miracle arrived. And so we see miracle after miracle after miracle surrounding you, lifting you, getting you into a new place, and be literally surrounding the space you're in and flooding the space you're in, and pushing out any doubt, any lack of clarity, any fear, and you stand with Christ in the delivery of that miracle so that everything is paid and you are living from now on in the abundance beyond your imagination. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
And on to the next. We have one from Shaman Coulter. Please pray my husband Dale be healed and delivered from ADHD and that I be healed and delivered from asthma and high blood pressure. Thank you. So interesting. Shaman, is that right? It's a big issue for a lot of people, and we're seeing you and your husband E for the ADHD, and U for the high blood pressure. We see you walking on a path that either leads you to the med beds or all the most advanced solutions. There's a lot of information out there for managing, correcting, and living in a wonderful way with ADHD and correcting high blood pressure. And we see you magnetizing every possible solution. Right now, there are scores of people that have recovered from both those conditions, and we see you surrounded in the light of Christ, accessing the information and being able to target and do and activate, actually do something about it tonight, as well as possibly asking for ADHD to be released and high blood pressure in the med beds, and to live and know that in Christ there is only perfection, and that you are now aligned with that and stepping into that as your new desired reality. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And let's get back here. One more.
Okay.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26.
Mm.
One day until Valentine's Day, 2:14-25. 20 days until Ash Wednesday, 3:05-25. 24 days until daylight savings time, beginning on Sunday, March 9, 2025. On this day, clocks move forward 1 hour at 2 a.m., causing most people to lose an hour of sleep.
Yep.
35 days until spring, 3:20-25. 58 days until Passover. Passover in 2023 begins on the evening of Saturday, April 12th, and ends on the evening of Sunday, April 20th. 66 days until Easter, 4:20-25.
Mm-hmm.
Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, 2:13-25. Giving is something that brings you joy, satisfaction, and fulfillment like nothing else can. Gold Heart Day, Friday, 2:14-25. Let's raise awareness and funds for the disabled and disadvantaged so they can have equal opportunities. Valentine's Day, Friday, 2:14-25. Love is in the air on Valentine's Day on February 14th. International Childhood Cancer Day, Saturday, 2:15-25. Learn more about cancer's effect on children and how you can help. Innovation Day, Sunday, 2:16-25. If you want to pursue a career in technology, then this day is for you. Today we pray to our Heavenly and Loving Father for the following. For all our leaders, we pray for their health. Pastor Scott, Bruce, Sue, Bob, and of course all the listeners on the big call. We pray for med beds, debt jubilee, RV blessings, and R&R. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially everyone's health and well-being. For our country to heal and all the fraud and corruption to be exposed, to the American taxpayers and the whole world. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Safe, Jeannie.
Jeannie.
And that concludes our prayer requests and praise reports, Sue.
And that concludes our prayer requests and praise reports.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you, Jeannie, for that. That was quite inclusive. Thank you. And I think that, I liked it. I liked everything in that. It was very good. And, you know, every time we have a call, Jeannie lets us know when Ash Wednesday is, when, you know, everything is, daylight savings. It's like it's getting closer and closer and closer. And pretty soon, we'll be to March 9th. We'll be to daylight savings time. That'll be so good. And my understanding is that we'll get to daylight savings, but the clocks will change, and we won't go back off of it this time. So let's see what happens. Let's see if that stays as a regular around our seasonal time that does not change. Let's see. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing. So we'll see if that comes true. Thank you, Sue, for that. Appreciate that. Let's get into how it's going, how your class was tonight, and anything else that you'd like to make us aware of tonight, Sue.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Well, we launched the Quantum Strategic Engagement class, and it was wonderful. We were working on a concept called selecting and finding your major domo, which is person, a legal advisor, to help you structure and develop your project. And of course, you're going to have many of those. But something that was particularly unique about this class and that we really developed tonight, and I'd like everybody to get a pen out because I think this is, I call it your pink spoon, your little taste of what you would get in the MedBed 100s and the Quantum Leadership class that we make available if you want for purchase, is that one of the things that we're going to be tasked to do is to create new things, like Bob did with creating Boomer Boost, and like the number one innovator we've all known and we all love, who is Christ. Innovation is the process of creating, developing, and implementing new ideas, methods, products, services, or processes, philosophies, etc., that result in significant improvements, efficiencies, or value. It involves thinking beyond conventional boundaries, introducing novel solutions to existing challenges, or creating entirely new opportunities. I want you to think about who Christ was. And I want you to think about how he went up against the status quo. But now I want to do something really, really innovative. I want you to imagine that you could actually put yourself in a scene where Christ was rebuking some of the status quo. And I want you to imagine what the quality of his authority was and what the quality of the strength and the peace and the presence that he held. Try Try to imagine and realize that neuroscience, quantum science, a lot of what we're beginning to understand about creating trust, creating shifts, all require that same quality of safety, heart, alignment with God, that presence that Christ had that said, I'm standing here and I can move and command that mountain. And think about a time maybe that you walked into a room and just by your presence, people could feel that they could trust you. Or maybe that wasn't you. Maybe you can look at that version of yourself and you realize that maybe you were anxious, maybe you were self-conscious, maybe you were whatever. But your ability to hold, strengthen, and align with the greatest Christ presence in you is available to you as a practice. And so what we did tonight is we talked about, and we did a neuroplasticity in Christ meditation that allowed everybody to experience what it would be like to have that kind of walking into a room and having that safety and trust intact. And I gave the example of a woman who heads up this thing called conscious parenting, and she will walk up to toddlers that are like having a rage attack or a tantrum attack. And she does nothing but hold this place of a nervous system that's in alignment, much like Christ. So what I'm suggesting here is that there are practices, and we have a couple of programs for you, but that the future is really going to be about our ability to move out of survival states and into conscious presence and aligned nervous systems that help people to co-regulate into a higher level of love and joy and availability, connection. And I'm saying that that's like your number one job. How can you more deeply align with the depth of who you really are? Not superficial, I'm chasing everything, I can talk about anything, I can talk about the news, I can talk about all these random things. I'm talking about literally, so when you walk in the room, they feel love. When people see you out on the street, they feel love. You're going to have a lot of money, but are you going to invest it in what makes a difference? Are you going to invest it in your capacity for quality, conscious relationships, like Bob pointed out? And I'm suggesting there are going to be those of us who are not going to settle for people that haven't learned to have a quality relationship with themselves, invest in a quality of relational leadership. And I'm also suggesting that no matter where you are on that spectrum, it's probably the most exciting arena for you to step into to totally change your life. And so if you want to learn how you can set up a new system. When I say system, how to hold your nervous system, how to have boundaries, how to embody, how to let your body, your heart, your mind, and your spirit integrate. So you're an integrated. You have the science and the faith of embodied Christhood. If you want to learn how to do that, you would get Quantum Leader, Future Founder. That's $100. And if you want to know that you're going into a med bed, you can ask for everything to be upgraded, including your ADHD, your, please write this down, I don't think I've ever, maybe I've said it. I want to be programmed for secure relationship. That means taking out your trauma, having the skills of a deeply attuned relationship. That would change the world right there. You've never heard that anywhere. An attuned relationship, an attuned divine relationship, even better. Never said that before? Write it down. What other skill is there? You could get the MedBed 100 program, and that has 7 different categories, how to do the interview, and how to listen to people on a call and have 2 meditations that are going to help you tune into yourself, not the information, yourself, your Christ self, and know what's right for you. Because one thing I know for sure, there is going to be a revolution. We are pioneers for a new way of living that is not going to be exclusively based on what the world tells you, as much as following your spirit in Christ and creating new and innovative things in the way of Christ. So if you're interested in either of those programs, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not, and we'll be getting that out to you as long as the 800 numbers are not out. So that means if this any little thing sparked a curiosity or you felt a little, oh, then please send us an email tonight, because listen to Bruce's segment. I think it should be remarkable. And we will be shutting that down. No longer will they be available, because we have to get on to other things, just like a friendship. That will be something we did up until now. And I just want to thank all the pod members for their commitment. And for everybody listening to the segment, even if you don't do anything, thank you for receiving what is being shared with you, so that when it is time for you to act on it, you're going to remember that it is this new time of innovation in Christ, and that you're going to be a part of shaping that. And that's my segment for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. Well said. Still have a couple of options available for people that want the MedBed 100 and the Leader. Quantum Leader class. Yeah, almost went.
Future Founder.
Yeah. Quantum Leader, Future Founder.
Yep.
Future Founder. Yeah. Yep. Still available, and I'll try to remind them in the Intel segment about it as well. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I like the way you pulled all that together. And it sounds like the class went really well, and you've got one more class tomorrow night, 7:25 p.m. Eastern.
These numbers are not out. Yep.
Yep. If numbers are not out, we'll see what happens. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bob, you covered a lot of ground on Tuesday night's call, which I really enjoyed. I know everybody did. We always like to hear, I love the testimonials, but I love anything new that you have to offer as well, Bob, like you did for us on Tuesday night. So what would you bring to us tonight, Bob?
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, so, you know, this is a great day of celebration in the space of health and wellness. We had a new Secretary of Health and Human Services confirmed.
Yep. Mm.
And RFK Jr. is going to be taking over that spot. And so people have been following. You don't need to hear this, but if you haven't been, this is a person who's for many, many years been an advocate for people's health and wellness, has written books about it, and has very strong ideas to help the United States and ultimately the world to be healthier. And he, you know, was confirmed by the Senate and, you know, sat in front of an inquisition and was confirmed. And what he really plans on doing is going right after the core of the problems that we have, one of which is the quality of the food that most people eat, the SAD diet, standard American diet. And it's actually way worse than just SAD. It's actually poisonous. And he's going to be working diligently over the next 4 years to change that so we can begin to have better food overall so that people are less sick from eating highly toxic seed oils, too much high fructose corn syrup, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a time, you know, here we are with the full moon, and it's a time for untangling any obstacles that might be in your way or might be in the way of a country or a world, and creating the space for great new things, like Sue was just talking about, the revolution. But to get to the revolution, we have to clear away the chaos and the clutter. And that's exactly what RFK Jr. is planning on doing. And he'll be at work, you know, early next week, getting things started. And in the meantime, if people want to participate right this very minute, starting now or continuing on, as the people in the testimonials I'll read in a second, that's what we can help you with at the Boomers Forever Young Company. And we've always had this idea of giving people all of the good and none of the bad. And you can have none of the bad by avoiding seed oils or overcooking your meat. You can avoid eating too much sugary foods. You can avoid toxins such as the toxins off gas from your shoes when you bring them in the house at night. Things like that you can already do. And then we can help you to get toxins out as well that have been in your body for years. Each child in the United States, for the most part, is born with almost 500 toxic chemicals in their blood when they're born, and they accumulate more as they age. And by the time they get to be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, they have a toxic load that makes it very difficult to stay healthy. And so we can help people get that toxic load out very easily. A lot of people hear, Bruce, oh, well, you need to go on a cleanse. So we're going to have to drink this potion. It's going to taste like dirt mixed in with motor oil. and we're going to have to slug this stuff down, and we're going to be in the bathroom for 9 days.
Watch
and
out.
It's not like that at all. Yeah, it's not like that. You start very slowly. In fact, by design, you start very, very slowly using your sprouted barley seeds, which we can provide for you. Comes with a little scoop. You start slowly the very first week, only a half a teaspoon a day, and you slowly increase, and your body will begin to detoxify. You're going to detoxify your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your lymph system, your blood, your lungs. If you have mold exposure, your mold is going to come out through your skin, and you'll be able to wash it off down the drain. And you'll be able to get a fresh start where you'll, for the first time in your life, since you were born toxic, but for the first time in your life, your body will be relatively free of toxins. And especially if you grew up in a toxic environment, you live in a port town like San Diego or Port Elizabeth or Tampa, you're highly susceptible to the toxicity from the ships coming in and out. If you grew up next to a chemical plant, or like me, you worked at an agricultural research station that had a lot of experimental pesticides that I had to spray, things like that, you'll want to make sure that you're the person that does these cleanses. And the good news is also that as you do it, you're also beginning to rebuild your body, because there's lots of amino acids and metabolic enzymes. And so you're going to be able to start to gain strength. And as we know, as people age, they start to lose strength. And it's also going to cleanse your small intestine so you can absorb nutrients really well again. And it's going to give you antioxidants, which is going to slow your rate of aging dramatically. And, you know, sometimes, Bruce, when people hear something like this, they'll be like, well, that's too good to be true. How could one powder do all that? And that none of it even sounds realistic. But the reason is when you sprout a seed, especially an ancient barley seed, during the sprouting process, it produces thousands of positive metabolic compounds that are poised and getting ready to create a blade of grass. And those are the same compounds the human body needs in order to produce our own proteins, to grow our muscles, our hair, our skin, et cetera, et cetera. And this is advanced scientific technology, very advanced. And in addition to that, you have to think about this, Bruce. Humans looked around and saw opportunities for making life better and created things like the automobile, smartphones, supercomputers, a space shuttle, right? Now quantum computers and med beds. Like, why wouldn't in the life sciences, the scientists that are at the top of their game not create similar types of breakthroughs? And they did. They did do it, and we now have access to it. And this gives us our own revolution, because RFK Jr. is going to be working on all of our behalf to help make macro changes, but right now you can make your own change by cleansing your body and starting to get stronger and begin to age more slowly by taking advantage of the new science of anti-aging. The new age of immortality is actually already upon us. And so, Bruce, I've got some really good news about Myotrol.
Okay.
And it's in the form of testimonials, and then I have some not so good news. But the good news says this: I'm taking 4 gel caps each morning. So this is a guy who's doubling up. I get working early, and then I'm able to later in the morning do my walking and stretches. I'm trying to eliminate nerve decay and build back muscles to my lower legs and knees. It's made a mm-hmm. huge difference in my strength and stamina. Now, this one I think is my favorite. This is a woman who writes in, after 3+ months of taking Myotrol Boomer Boost, heirloom barley, and collagen peptides, I'm getting younger and younger. I'm not sure, after 14 miles, how much further I can go. I'm not even tired. Your products are awesome. Truly the fountain of youth. Thank you, Boomers. Now, I don't know if she means she's going for 14-mile runs, walks, bike rides, but she's doing right. 14 sure. miles of something.
Wow.
Now, here's a very interesting testimonial about Myotrol. It's a husband and wife team that says, we both feel so much better emotionally. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, it's that we've heard people talk before about how their focus and their motivation is much better. And this wasn't clear or definitive about what emotionally these people were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when you start to gain strength and you start to look in the mirror and you look different than you did 2 or 3 months ago, and you feel strong, and you can go walking for 14 miles, yeah, you're probably producing some endogenous morphine in your brain and some right. increased serotonin and dopamine from the reward yep. of it all. You better believe you're going to feel better emotionally.
That's
and
right.
Those were the three testimonials. And the not-so-good news awesome. Is if people go on the site to order Myotrol, you're going to have yeah. to click the box that says, remind me when it's back in stock.
No.
So Myotrol is...
It's out of stock currently?
It's out of stock. So Myotrol is the most popular product that we've ever had, even more than barley and Boomer Boost itself. And
wow.
even though 5 months ago we placed mm-hmm. an order for more Myotrol so that we would never run out. Unfortunately, it took a couple of months for a company in Europe who provides one of the unique ingredients that's only produced in that one plant. It took them 2 months longer than what we were used to produce that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did when we discovered this was happening is we sent that company more money and asked them to begin producing again as quickly as they possibly could so that we don't have that problem again. Now, we also discovered later on, even though they were able to provide this other ingredient, that a second company was having trouble getting done what they needed to produce this second ingredient. So we're doing the same thing with that company. And we're going to stockpile these ingredients so we don't run into that problem again. But that's what happened. So when people want to get their next Myotrol, even if it's on auto ship, your auto ship is not going to run. Now, if you have it with other things, like the lady who's taken it with barley and Boomer Boost and collagen, those will go through and you'll get those, but you'll get an email saying, hey, we're out of Myotrol. Be sure to click the box to notify you when it's back in stock. And be sure to do that, because as soon as it's back in stock, we'll have all those people that click that box, and we'll be able to process their order within the next day or two.
Right.
Right. So that's what's going on. We're really we're very disappointed that we can't have a continuous supply, but remember, this is a brand new product. We haven't had this
yep.
for all that long, only 6 months total.
6 months.
The first
yeah.
time a product mm-hmm. like this has ever been invented, and even though the man producing it is highly experienced, 40 years in this business. He's not immune to supply side issues. And I have to tell you, Bruce, you know, we think back to 2020 when there started becoming supply issues for all kinds of things, including baby food. You remember that?
Right.
And now we still have a shortage of eggs. This is such a big problem. I got an email that was forwarded to me the other day by Stephanie. This huge worldwide conference with all the biggest companies in the world getting together in a pile to have a conference about supply side problems. This is still a very big worldwide problem.
Yeah, it is.
We started yesterday with the shipments of Boomer Boost. We started shipping a brand new batch of Boomer Boost.
Okay.
And tomorrow we have to order more. Right, even though we have a 6-month supply of Boomer Boost right now, tomorrow we have to order more. It's got 66 ingredients. It's going to take our wonderful manufacturer, Sloan Health Products, 3 or 4 months to get that together for us.
Right.
And so this is what we're dealing with, and this is how far ahead we have to plan. We're already planning right now. We're in negotiations and talks and plans to get more barley and lignans and probiotics for delivery at Christmas time. So this is what we've had to do to address as best we could the supply side issue.
Yeah, try to stay ahead of it.
But sometimes we can't address ones that we don't know about, and they get sprung on you. Like the company that was making Clarity Factor, we placed our order, they took our money, and they went out of business.
No.
And so we had to find a brand new company that would make a duplicate of Clarity Factor.
And it was a very
specific one-off product. And we only found one company that would agree to tackle the challenge. And so we've been out of that product for many months because that happened, right? And so we've been in business 15 years, and we've gotten really good at keeping things in stock. But it doesn't matter how good you get, there's going to be times when you're
right.
And so,
Bob, what's your best guess on when? What's your best guess on when the Myotrol would be back in sufficient quantities?
Well, I'm going to find out more about that tomorrow. I'm going to be talking with Eric Kurtz, who is in touch with the Final Step people. So the Final Step now is in San Diego. They have everything they need, and they have to put it into gel caps. You know, we're talking about 250,000 gel caps, right? So they have to put that in, and they have to cure for 3 days. Then they have to ship them all the way across the country in a refrigerated truck. My guess is probably take 3 weeks.
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Probably three. And so, you know, for people that are going to not be able to get their Myotrol for a little bit, make sure you have your barley, whether it's Gladiator barley or heirloom barley, and make sure you take that every day. You might even want to take it twice a day. Because it's really good for helping build muscle. And if you're without your Myotrol, it's good to double up on your barley. So think about that. And we'll keep everybody posted as best we can. If you call and talk to Stephanie or Lucy to get help to make sure you're on the list to get it when it's back in stock, they'll be more than happy to help you. And help you get some extra barley or whatever it is you need.
Sounds good, Bob.
Appreciate it. That's it. We're less than 2 hours away from Valentine's Day.
Okay. And, a little after 10 o'clock, is it? Yeah.
Yep. 10:18.
10:18. Whoa. Okay. A little later than I thought. Okay. Well, thank you, Bob.
10:18 and 8 and 3. Yeah, 10:18.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I have to look at that, too.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bob. That was great. Very good. And we'd like to stay ahead of it, but sometimes things come up, and next thing you know, there's a situation. But I know you're handling it the very best that you can and working with all the suppliers. It's not an easy job, especially when you have a product like Boomer Boost with, I thought it was 66 active ingredients, and you got to make sure you have them all. You've got to make sure you have them all to formulate, and that's not easy because they're coming from different places. Yeah, thank you, Bob. That's excellent. Well, let's take it and tell everybody how to get to that website of yours. When you go to BigCallUniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top. That's my website, BigCallUniverse.com. When you get to the to that landing page, you'll see at the top the banner that says Boomers. You click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. That'll get you in to the Boomer site, and then you can go through and see the products. You can see the various products that are on sale when you pull down the on sale tab, and then you'll see how to put an order together, and you guys know how to do that and put it in your cart and so on. The other thing is, if you do have a question or you do need to talk to somebody, you can call the 800 number, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Okay? And we'll only be on standard time for a couple more weeks, a little over 2 weeks, before we get into March 9th, and then it'll be daylight savings time again, which is yay. I hope so. I hope it stays that way. So, thank you, Bob. Really good. I could make all kinds of comments, but I do know, be careful, those of you in Malibu, the mudslides that are coming down from the burn scars from the Palisades fire and then also the Eden fire and the other one I can't think of the name of, you've got mudslides that are going across the PCH. So the PCH is called Pacific Coast Highway, is the PCH, and that's a major north-south that runs right kind of along the beach all the way up north. So that is closed in some places. So there are areas that you can't get on and get off of the PCH. So I'm sure you guys that live out there know this already, but Malibu is one of those areas with mudslides that have come down through and across the PCH. And they've got guys with front-end loaders, but I think they might need a D9 bulldozer to bulldoze that mud out of the area. So I'm sure they're aware they need some heavy equipment. And the rain is starting to let up a little bit. It's starting to move further east. So Malibu is not really raining right now, but you still have flood chances for flash floods in various parts of L.A. County and further north a little bit, but not too far north. So just be aware that, California government let all this happen because they didn't manage the fire areas, and you guys know that, that live out there, especially those of you that witnessed the Palisades fire and some of the other fires as well. But this rain that came in and is still raining in certain areas is, a little too late. I mean, it helped when it came in and helped put out some of the fires, but now it's coming in strong, and inch and a half of rain, maybe a couple inches in some areas. It's a lot of rain, and it causes floods. So be careful out there. Stay tuned to your local weather, and be safe, as Jeannie would say. All right, let's get into our intel segment. Let's start with bondholders. We heard that bondholders' funds to their accounts were moving starting sometime yesterday or last night and are continuing to be placed into bondholder accounts. also intermediary accounts, and so on. So that's happening now, and that's working to where bondholders have been notified by email that they should have access to those funds in their account on Saturday. So that's, what, 2 days away from today. They should have access to funds on Saturday. All right, let's go back and see where we stand in Tier 4 A and B. Tier 4 A, we tend to call the Admirals groups. Tier 4 B, we call the Internet group. Wells Fargo knows it as Tier 4, and they don't distinguish that somebody has used the term Tier 4 group, which is kind of the combination of A and B. They're calling it Tier 4 group. So we've heard early this morning that we would be starting in a couple of days. And then as it worked through the day into the afternoon, the intel got a little bit better and a little bit more precise in terms of our timing. So we move on through, and we've heard from different sources, about four or five different sources that came in with very similar information. And the overall consensus is that we're to be, okay, let's back up one sec. This is specific to Tier 4B, the Internet group, that it was activated at noon today. Noon today on Thursday, the 13th of February, Tier 4B was activated. Now that means it's ready to be started or ready for us to receive notifications. Okay, so that's good, and that started today. While we're talking about what happened today, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock today, the Nasara funds started going out, and I'm calling this aspect of Nasara funds our reclamation and restitution allowance. Or let's call it restitution and reconciliation allowance. That's another R&R that I've sort of used occasionally. R&R funds, it looks like, have started going out today at 1 p.m. to the most dire need that they're aware of, meaning dire financial need. And I don't know if it's how many people, I don't know where it started, or anything other than that. But know that the R&R funds have begun. And I think for us, in that is part of the Internet group, when we go in for our into our redemption centers for our appointments to exchange currencies and to redeem our ZIM, when we go in, our R&R should be in our quantum account. In other words, it should already be placed in our quantum account. All we'll need to do to see it and to gain access to it is activate our quantum card. And you guys remember how we're going to do that very quickly. Biometric fingerprint, new username and password for the quantum, a 5-digit PIN code, a brand new email. I recommend Gmail for that. Brand new email and a new email password. Boom, 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 boom. That's what you need to get into and activate your quantum card. Did I mention the biometric? No, I didn't. Biometric fingerprint or thumbprint. Either one should be kept and essentially held in one of three computer chips in this quantum card. Okay, and you don't lose that card. You keep it very safe. You don't carry it around with you. It's only used to move funds from the quantum account to your Wells Fargo, in my case, Wells Fargo primary account or secondary accounts, to move it to the bank account. And as of, I believe it was yesterday, banks can no longer willy-nilly look into and track our accounts. They can't see the money that's in our accounts because, I'm going to say as of today, not yesterday, but either way, we are now in a process of being no longer mirrored in the quantum financial account, but our funds in our bank accounts already in the quantum financial account, in our quantum bank accounts. That's something that is taking place now because as we speak, they are activating the fintech system, which is connected to the QFS, the quantum financial system, and the Starlink satellite system, but the part of the fintech, F-I-N-T-E-C-H, the fintech system is the QRP digital coin or token currency that is used and is being used to back our USTN, our United States Treasury note, money, or our new USN currency. So the whole thing is coming together now where we are, for the first time, fully integrated now into the quantum financial system, which is happening now around the world. Now, will it take very long for it to be fully, let's call it acclimated? I don't know how long it's going to take to go around the globe to get it done. But I do know that now we are no longer mirrored, but our accounts are actually part of the quantum financial system. And I like the idea that the XRP is being used to back the value of our currency, and it's being introduced and held through the fintech system. It's complicated, and I think I understand the concept of it, but it's definitely something that's pretty cool. Now, so that happened today, that activation, if you will, of the QFS and the in conjunction with the fintech, so on, is going on now. All right, let's go back and see where that puts us. Now, we know what that is. The next thing that we're hearing was that we heard from a couple of different sources yesterday we would be going in 2 days. They've got that last night. Then we heard today, as of noon today, remember what happened at noon, we will get started in 24 hours with notifications. So we can look for our notifications probably as early as around lunchtime tomorrow, Friday the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. Now, here's the thing. We know Redemption Center staff, some may go in earlier, but we know the leaders are going in at 10 o'clock in the morning into Redemption Centers. We know that the rates have come up on the screens, but we also know that the rates are fluctuating, trading back and forth at a very high rate of speed right now. But as that keeps trading through the night and into tomorrow, it will probably settle in. If not tomorrow, it should settle in on Saturday. Which brings me to the next piece of intel that we received from a U.S. Space Force contact that said that we would be exchanging, and talking about Tier 4B, those of us in the Internet group, we will be exchanging, according to this source, no later than Saturday, which, remember, Saturday is the 15th of the month. Now, the last source that we heard from was saying that we would be notified tomorrow and exchanging starting Saturday. So the last two sources agreed on the start date of Saturday. Even though the other ones were leading up to that, these two were saying that we would be getting notified tomorrow. It could be around lunchtime, around noon. Could be a little before, could be a little later, but around noon, and then set our appointments tomorrow for starting Saturday. Okay? And that means that we also would go through the weekend, set appointments for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, for 2 weeks. It looks like we're exchanging for at least 2 weeks. Some areas of the country will go 19 days of exchanges. Some areas of the country will go 6 or 7 days. It just depends on how many currency holders are living in those areas and whether or not ZIM holders, which they want the ZIM holders in first, guys. They want the ZIM holders because the value of the ZIM is so great, and we will help absolutely hydrate the banks again. We are the ones that are bringing the value back to the banks, where they will have the funds that we take from our quantum accounts and put into our bank accounts. That will help the banks to reach a certain level of liquidity. So we've got bondholders to receive their liquidity in their accounts and have access to it sometime on Saturday, and we have ourselves getting notified tomorrow, setting appointments to exchange starting Saturday, in which case we will also have our liquidity, but our liquidity, for the most part, is being put on a credit debit card. You take the quantum account, we move funds from the quantum after our currency exchange, and the ZIM is redeemed. Goes all of it goes into the quantum account. The quantum account draws no interest. It's a safe space for your money. Then you move for the first 6 months. No, I'm going to say the first 60 days, you'll move a smaller amount of your total, a much smaller amount of your total if you're a ZIM holder. You move millions to maybe a few billion dollars into your primary bank account, and then from there, you spend it off using credit debit card. Obviously, you could get checks for your account if you want, or you can wire funds if you have a large amount that it's not practical to send any other way but a bank wire. And those bank wires are essentially very quick moving these days. Let's see, that gives us the timeline that really started today at noon with the activation of Tier 4B, the Internet group, and I believe we're going alongside in parallel to the Admirals groups and everything that would be considered 4A, Tier 4A. So we know some of the Admirals groups, which they called privates, because it's considered a private group, started being paid out yesterday, and more were going to be paid out today, and probably more would be paid out for a period of 2 or 3 days. So if you're in the Admirals group, you should be looking for an email to confirm that funds, and in my opinion, unless you didn't put very much with the Admiral at all, but if you put any ZIM or anything of any size with the Admiral, you would get an email that would tell you, yeah, the funds are in your quantum account. Just like we're going to have our funds placed into a quantum account, since they've already ponied up their currency with the Admiral years ago, some of them 6, 8, 10 years ago, that means that those funds in the exchange value should go into the quantum account, and then they access their funds from quantum just like we would by activating a brand new quantum card and then moving those funds into their bank account. Okay? So that's really a parallel thing that we're going to see with us. Now, bondholders get access to their funds on Saturday. Those of us who get exchanged on Saturday will have access to our funds on Saturday and can move some and spend some with our credit debit card with Wells Fargo. And then, of course, you can move and have up to three different banks attached to your quantum card. Okay, I'm going to keep everything with Wells to start with and see how they treat me and see if I want to keep it all there or if I want to diversify into two or three banks. So the onus is on Wells to perform for us, and I think they will. I think they'll want to keep as many customers as they can with them. So let's see how they do. Let's see how the wealth management or private bankers work with us. They're actually called premier bankers, premier, because we're premier customers with them. All right, so that's really what I wanted to say tonight. Let's see if there's anything else that comes up. I know that Sue is still making available the MedBed 100, the two-class program that will tell you everything you need to know to get started with the MedBeds. That's $100. And then the newest class other than what started tonight, the Quantum Leader class is available also. It's a two-night class that's available as recordings for $100. So she's offering both of those, each one for $100, if you send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and you get it to her in time where she can do something with these before the numbers come out. So that means send it out tonight so she can try to get those out to you before the numbers come, okay? And put your phone number and your name. I say put your cell phone number and your name in the body of the email, and then in the quantum, in the subject line, put MedBed 100 if you want the MedBed classes, or put Quantum 100 for the quantum classes. And you may want both. So just let her know I'd like both for 200, or I'd like this one for 100, or that one for 100. Just let her know which one you want. And watch your emails to see what she sends out right away. She'll send out an email. As soon as she picks it up and receives it, you'll get one back and then activate it. Find out. Now, if you have PayPal, great. Let her know. I've got PayPal. If you don't worry about it. She's got it set up where PayPal will generate an invoice that she can send you. You can pay for it that way, and then you can get the recordings that way. They're all very valuable. Each one is an hour and a half times two, about 3 hours on the MedBeds and 3 hours on the Quantum Leader class. Okay? So I recommend those highly. Use the email integrated, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And I'm sure that you guys will really benefit from both of those. Very much. All right. Let's see what else. I think that is pretty much it, except one other possibility. If these numbers come out like we suspect, like I've been told tomorrow, and we start setting our appointments and we start going on Saturday, will we have a celebration call? We might record a celebration call tomorrow. We might just be in a position to where the three of us can record a celebration call sometime tomorrow. So I'd say, now, when that happens, when we record it, remember what it does to this recording that we're on tonight. It supplants this recording. It moves it out of the way as if it were a regular new call. So just be aware of that. If you're somebody who listens to the recording and you want this recording tonight, make sure that you listen to it. Make sure you have it. Because tomorrow it could get removed if we do a celebration call. All right? So that would be a short call, 20 minutes, 30 max, 20 to 30 minutes max, okay? And that would be just a way for us to all celebrate and let you guys know that everything's done and we have it. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com to get to Sue and to get to my website. Of course, go to bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com, and then that way, if you're not registered, you can register just with your email. There's no money, nothing there. You just put it in, and we've got it. And the reason we're going to do it is because we have a lot of people that want the email that has the 800 number in it. When it comes in, we're going to send that out as soon as we can. And we'll probably have the 800 number posted on our website as well. But the reason to put your email on and register is because that's the only way that we're going to be able to keep in touch with you after this goes, to tell you about the projects, to tell you how we're going on that, to tell you when we're going to get together for a regional meeting or to get together, and also be able to tell you how to participate in our projects. And we're going to be sending out an occasional podcast that will show up as a link in the email that you click on and can listen to. I might do a broadcast by myself. I might do a podcast with Bob. We might have a guest appearance from Sue. So you don't know, and I don't know yet either. But I know that we're going to do some of those to keep you guys up to speed with what's going on. But I'm really happy that we've made it so far into our 14th year on the Big Call. As of about a month and a half ago, we entered our 14th year. So we're happy to say that I think the live calls from the Big Call, hey, this might do it. This might be it. Last one. We'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll see. If everything happens like I've heard today, this is our last live call. So I want to thank everybody in Big Call Universe that's tuned in and listened to me, to Bob, to Sue over the last 10 years, and those of you who have listened to just me and a few other people in the past over the last start of 14 years. So thank you guys. A lot of you guys have been faithful listeners since the very first call on December 28th, 2011. That's right. That was the first call. And we started with 300 people, and the next night there were 900 people. And then it grew from there, and now we're hitting as between 14 and 18 and 24 million listeners around the globe because of the Starlink satellite system and the satellite team that hooked all that up for us. Great thanks goes out to the SAT team, and you know who you are for putting this together for us where we can be reached and heard all over the globe in so many different languages. In 3 seconds after I say it, it translates it to their particular language around the globe, which is a real great benefit. And thank you, Sue, for your steadfast help and wisdom and love that you bring to the Big Call. And thank you, Bob, for everything that you've brought and the ability for you to handle the music ahead of the call, set up the board, to handle everything and just all of the valuable nutritional information, health information, everything that you've brought, very valuable company with boomers that we just love, and thank you so much, everybody at Boomers. My rep, Stephanie, is so good because she handles everything that I need. And I got to thank as well, we have to thank Jeannie for her continued steadfast help on every call with praise and praise reports and prayer requests. Pastor Scott, thank you and continued healing to you as you've moved from rehab back home last week. And thank you, GCK, for your valuable artwork for our projects, as well as everybody else. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Obviously, all of the listeners to the Big Call, which we call Big Call Universe. Thank you so much for that. So, guys, with that, and anyone else that helped throughout the years, thank you very much. I think this will do it for us. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Pay attention to your emails. And, you know, if we get them tomorrow and we move forward and set our appointments for Saturday and beyond, then we ought to be able to do a celebration call and record it for you so you can have that. All right? Well, thanks, everybody. Everybody have a great night. Sleep tight and look forward to tomorrow. All right? Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that you've provided for us all throughout these years and that you've kept many of us very healthy and the rest of us are catching up. But we thank you so much that this blessing is basically on its way. It's at hand. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for the technology of the med beds. We thank you for the fact that we're really stepping into a new paradigm, and thank you for our future lives together. Thank you for everything that brought us this far, and thank you for taking us all the way through to a new future, a reset of sorts in our lives. Thank you for all you've done in our lives and continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks, everybody. I appreciate you, and like I said, we'll be in touch, so make sure that your email is registered on bigcalluniverse.com. All right? Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.